Number three, how to kickstart the new year with a healthier sexual appetite. Hey, I'm Letitia, and if you ask Justin Timberlake, he'd tell you that he's bringing sexy back. Letitia says sexy never left. Being and feeling sexy is so much more than what you wear and what you look like. It involves you as an individual, your family, your friends, your work, and your beliefs. The degree of your sexiness can be altered by other factors like your age, your weight, your past experiences, and even your finances. You know what they say? No romance without finance. Well, tell me who hasn't had some doubts or inhibitions when it comes to sex. There's nothing like being bunky butt naked in front of another person or alone to make you question if your feet are too small or your hands are too big, right? The one thing that I hear from men all the time in regards to finding something and or finding someone sexy is not the size of their boobs or butt. It's the size of their ego. It's about confidence. Sexy men and women somehow know that they're sexy. They exude this thing that screams to others, "Don't mess with me unless you are ready for me to rock your world." I do think that a lot of this confidence is mind over matter. I think, therefore I am. Hey, whatever works. It would seem to me that getting our inhibitions out of the way and our doubts about not being perfect would allow us the ability to... It would seem to me that getting our inhibitions out of the way and our doubts about not being perfect would allow us the ability to have more satisfying sexual experiences. It really does all begin in our minds. If there is something that you don't like about your body, then change it, if you can. If you can't, well then grab it, kiss it, claim it, love it, and then work with it. Use what you got to get what you want. Now, if you're not getting what you want from your partner, then ask for it. Show them how you like it. You wouldn't go into a restaurant and just sit down and hope the waiter would bring you your favorite meal, would you? Sometimes we don't know what we want. We just know we want something else. Talk, talk, and talk about it. Chances are that your mate wants and needs a little more variety, too. I must point out that sometimes the issue is more than just wanting and talking about it. Sometimes there are real physical limitations that keep you from reaching your peak sexual performance. In areas that involve sexual dysfunctions, I would advise you to seek medical attention. Do some research, do some reading, and don't be afraid to talk to someone about it. Although this problem may be new to you, the problem is not new, and you are certainly not alone. This is Letitia telling you that you have the power to be sexually free, literally, in the palm of your hands.